Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. The Disabled American Veterans of Minnesota is sealing a historic centennial time capsule today in St. Paul. Minnesota Commander John Walker says the state DAV was started by World War I veterans on July 1st, 1925.
This time capsule marks the 100 years of continuous service by the DAV of Minnesota to veterans and their families across our state. We'll be sealing this time capsule at the state capitol to preserve the legacy and the values and the impact Minnesota veterans to our future generations.
Walker says it will be opened 100 years from now. Chapters from Minneapolis, St. Paul, Hibbing, Ascough, Duluth, and Bemidji are putting artifacts in the time capsule. Drivers will be sharing the road and their lane with motorcyclists beginning today on Minnesota highways. State Motorcycle Safety Coordinator Jay Bach says lane splitting is now allowed on roadways when two or more lanes of traffic are traveling in the same direction.
Traffic is moving kind of slow. A motorcyclist can split out and share that lane up to 25 miles an hour to the front of the line. If that traffic is stopped, they could do the same thing, but they could only do it at 15 miles an hour.
Bach says sharing the lane when traffic comes to a halt is known as lane filtering. A motorcyclist from Olivia is hospitalized with serious injuries suffered in a crash Sunday night near Renville. The Renville County Sheriff's Office says 22-year-old Jacob Haney was riding on County Road 6 when he left the road, lost control, and was thrown from his cycle. Deputies say Haney was airlifted to St. Cloud Hospital. And the Minnesota Twins open a series tonight against the Florida Marlins in Miami. Eight-game winner Joe Ryan is on the mound tonight. The Twins were shut out 3-0 in Detroit Sunday. The Animal Humane Society is encouraging Minnesotans to start preparing their pets for 4th of July celebrations. Spokesperson Brittany Bauman emphasizes that the most important step pet owners can take is to keep their animals safely indoors during the festivities.
Don't leave them in the car. Don't bring them with. Leave them at home where they can be a little bit safer. Don't even leave them outside. Even if you have a fenced-in backyard, they're likely to get scared. They might try to jump that fence, dig a hole, run away.
Bauman says more pets go missing on Independence Day than any other day of the year. And the Minnesota Lynx are hosting the Indiana Fever tonight in the WNBA Commissioner's Cup Championship. The Lynx defeated the New York Liberty in last year's championship game. Tonight's matchup features all-star captains Nafisia Collier of Minnesota and Indiana's Caitlin Clark. But the latest injury report says Clark is questionable with a sore groin. This is MNN.